Blog Talk Radio.
Fighting out the hood, only making tools a few. Saying black lives matter, man, my people so confused. Cause all lives matter. When we stop killing our own, then I stand for them views. Until then, we lose, staying mentally abused. False informed by the news. Let's go. 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 Yo. Go.
This evening, I call him Mr. Smooth. My name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all my fans, family, and followers, and including his all his fans. Thank you for coming back on my show, Mr. Clay. You are busy, and you are a hot commodity.
Thank you, Lady Diva, for inviting me again. It's always a pleasure to do this show, and very appreciative and humble. You calling me back and reaching out and doing the show again. Thank you.
Oh, you a brother that is well deserved a lot of respect because it's hard work. I've been watching you. The ladies been watching you, even when you're working out, going to the gym, all of those Facebook Live videos, even when you're going to the restaurant with your buddy. I mean, you're giving us the eye to see how you do. And you're the owner of GMB Productions, LLC, correct?
Yes, yes.
You're the CEO. Yes, ladies, he is the CEO. And I would like to get into your new music here. What gave you the idea to come up with the project for that song, Stand for Life?
Wow, there's a lot going on nationwide in the country. We had a lot of killings taking
yes.
place of unarmed black men. One of the things that stood out to me, one of the people I was working with the video, the model in the video and the two videos that we shot, one of her good friends was gunned down by police here in Phoenix. And I got a chance to meet the family, part of the family that was involved with that. And one of the things that struck a chord with me is on one of the posts of the family was these children at the graveside of their father on Father's Day. And
yeah.
it kind of struck a chord with me because their dad was innocent, found out to be, you know, not guilty of anything. And, you know, the more information that came out about it, it was, you know, it was just sad, you know, for any child
yeah.
that, you know, for no father their own to have to go to their father's gravesite to enjoy their time with their father. It struck a chord with me, along with all the other things that were going on in the country. And, you know, there was a lot of anger.
Yeah.
A lot of anger and frustration around all the current and recent shootings that
yeah.
have been happening. And mm-hmm. it's such a complex issue because, and that's what was highlighted in the song. When I went to write it, it came from a deep place because it's like no one's held accountable for, and I think that's where you get the Black Lives Matter movement from. It's not, when you speak in the context of Black Lives Matter, you have to look at the historical context in which black people speak. And
yeah.
that's the part that gets lost a lot of time in the news is the context, because for
yeah.
years and decades, you know, that same scenario of no one being held accountable, you know, for life being taken is the thing that stands out. However,
right.
in saying that, yes, we have issues within ourselves, within our community. You know, we do have issues with black-on-black crime, but crime, where does that crime stem from? It's a deeper issue, lack of opportunity, lack of, you know, family training, lack of having a father and a mother in a household where both parents are working. There's a lot of dynamics, and so the song just came from a place of trying to use the platform that I have as a musician, as an artist, to speak on those issues, because I hadn't heard any artists. There's a few artists that were speaking out about it, but, you know, it's like, you know, where are we at? You know, you know, we need to use our platform to be able to speak and talk about these issues, and then that sparks conversation. That's able to spark conversation with other people of other races, of other you know, positions in life, where we can sit down at the table and come to a solution or come to a problem, you know, deal
yes.
with the problem. Let's deal with it for what it is. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And then be able to discuss it like responsible adults should be able to do, and then find a solution. Let's find a solution to the problem. So if this song is able to do that, then it's done its job, and I'm hoping that that's what it does.
And how about this? I will actually put your song out there on all websites and all social sites to let person be aware of this. There's a lot of elders, as you know, we all should respect our elders. Elders
mm-hmm.
Are on social sites, and they are giving their views and their opinions and what they experienced in history itself. Elders that run in black, white, and red, colors,
right.
Different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
They said history will continue repeating itself if we don't put our foot down and get grounded on this situation, because of the fact that history is repeating itself from decades ago. They said
mm-hmm.
Mother Nature and the old spirits are all coming together and giving us a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
All because people are doing their own thing and think that's just, we should just wake up and live life and go to work and die. Life has
mm-hmm.
a purpose. And
right.
and the older folks are speaking out, and they're fragile. And a lot of people don't respect our elders nowadays anymore. And
mm-mm.
the elders have seen a lot of older folks, like in their 80s and 90s, most of these older folks are living up into their 100s. They still remember how things were back then, and it was really bad back then for black people,
mm-hmm.
for the Indians as well. And all the old spirits are coming back and giving havoc. because people are not aware, are not waking up. Wake up.
Right.
You got to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. So
mm-hmm.
this song really threw me. I said, he didn't pep it up. Oh, he's giving us a wake-up call. Oh, go, Mr. Clay. So
thank you.
I'm going to put this song out there. I'm going to really put this song out there. I will even play it on my other shows. I'll be playing on IFM Radio, fans, Mr. Clay. IFM Radio, and my name, Lady Diva, will be in the next month's magazine issue.
Wow. Congratulations.
I will actually put this song out there because people need to become aware in each community. And help
right.
our new generation that's coming up, the children. You don't want them growing up in hatred because they
right.
lost their daddy or their parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, or their whole family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
we got to look after them because, like they said, it takes a whole community to raise one child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely right.
That's true. I got to give special thanks to Jack the Mac, Calvin Jack the Mac,
yeah,
Winfield, who put down the rap on there.
Tell us about him.
He is an awesome producer, an awesome rapper. Normally, you know, being from Ohio, you know, we really don't the Michigan Ohio State rivalry keeps a lot of us apart, but most of our family from the Michigan area. So, I mean, that's big brother. Man, he showed me so much love. I met him through a mutual friend. And, I mean, just an awesome producer. He has his own music and studio that he does, and we were able to link up like-minded individuals, really good spirit, high energy, real positive brother. And working on that song, it was just, you know, when he said, you know, when you see me with my guys, you feel the power in the room. There was about four or five of us, and we just all vibed off of each other putting that song together.
Right.
And he told it from a different angle. And that's the thing we have to respect. We have to respect all of the angles involved because, yeah, we deal with one side of it. We see the actual violence taking place. Well, where is that violence stemming from? You know, if we don't address the issues going on within our own community and be able to police that community, then how can we ask others to respect us and respect life? We have to, at the end of the day, and the gist of it is we need to stand for life. We have to all stand for life. But Jack spit that on there, and it just really just blew my mind and added so much weight to the song itself. And I got to say thank you to him and also my boy AJ who did the vocal arrangement on there, and my boy D. He was there, and it was just a vibe of energy that we were able to tap into. But really awesome producer. Check him out. You know, if you follow him on Facebook, Calvin
mm-hmm.
Jack the Mac Winfield on Facebook, you know, and, you know, holler at him. He's a real awesome person to work with. And, you know, I look forward to more work. We got more. He produced a couple tracks that are going to be on the album. So be on the lookout for those as well.
All right. If anyone just tuning in on listening to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com here, my name is Lady Diva. I have with me this evening Harrelson Clay. He is an R&B and songwriter and singer, and he is the owner of GMB Productions, LLC. And I want to represent my city, Evansville, Indiana. Hello, friends and family out there. I want to give props to all our brothers out there that's actually doing something for our community and for our young black and white and Indian children in our community. It doesn't matter what color you are. Just all be a family together, come together, and be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. There's always somebody watching. And this song by Harrelson Clay, called Stand for Life. We all love life. We love life for everybody, not just for a favorite person, but for anyone. And
mm-hmm.
We want to get into your music. Now, these couple of songs that I've just noticed, Stand for Life and hold on a second. Stand for Life, Afterlife, and is there another one that you wanted to mention?
Oh, Be Your Man. Be Your Man is we hit over 20,000 views on Facebook with the video, or not on Facebook, but on YouTube with the video. That's another. It's an old school feeling type song, and that was kind of paying homage to LL Cool J and Michael Jackson. And
that song
came out really, really, really hot, and the video came out way, way beyond. You know, when you sit down and you actually plan something out, you know, when you actually see it, and then it's bigger than what you even thought. That's the feeling behind it. And Afterlife as well. Afterlife, you know, was a great video. Special shout out to Janae and AJ
video.
and you know, we got more in store. We got some more in store video wise. So I'm very excited for what's coming up next. So
I'm very
excited. Just hold on
too.
And stay tuned.
I'm very excited too. Keep those live videos going. Your face is very I can't think of the word, but keep us informed so we can keep following you. Can you give all the listeners and your followers out there your fan page, website, our information, and where to purchase your music?
All right. If you go to Hairston Clay 36, that's HairstonClay36.com, you'll get a link to all my social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Reverb. To purchase the songs, go to cdbaby.com / Hairston Clay. And to listen to and stream Stand for Life, you can go to my SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/ Hairston Clay.
Okay, introduce the song, and I will play it, the one that's called Afterlife.
This is a song that was written by myself, arranged by AJ at Embryo Soul Entertainment, and also produced by Apollo 5. It's entitled Afterlife, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
We're meeting here today basically to look over the numbers for the last year and kind of where we're going this year. Star Financial has done a wonderful job. I think the main issue that we're having is a lack of employees and financial advisors to take on our new client base. So I think that this merger with Project West Global is going to be great for us. Again, in 2015, we had a $1.5 million revenue. In 2016, we're actually looking to more than double that and have a revenue of about $3.5 million.
I'm here with your contract. It has to be signed within 48 hours. There's one thing to this contract. You will be moving to the Middle East.
I'm actually ready to sign the contract right now.
Thank you.
Tripping. You're coming up to my job like this? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, Hairston. You have some nerves. Well, guess what? I'm done anyways. I got a new job, and I'm out of here.
What do you mean you
don't
out of here?
Don't call my phone. Don't come up to my job again. I'm done.
Love has its own energy. If that's the case, How can I be destroyed? How can I be destroyed? Two people love one time, they love one time. That love lives on somewhere. Lives on somewhere.
We die, even though I know you're still alive somewhere. We try, we no longer love this girl, but I still care. Longing for you, walking through the night. I'm lonely, I'm hungry, I'm searching for your love. I'm left with memories. Happily, somebody told me that love's immortal. You always live to love another day. Well, I believe that there's a lover's afterlife, heaven for the ones who got away. A love so strong that it can last forever, save you from the ravages of time. No matter who you are. Baby, you are mine. If only in my mind. Ooh.
Show how many times, like 3 times?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And we want to re-up on some information about you for some listeners that just tuned in. You're from Akron, Ohio, but you live mm-hmm. in Phoenix, Arizona, and your
yes.
parents were into music in forms of jazz to big bands and R&B, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
And you were in an orchestra, or you were involved in an orchestra?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I played
okay.
viola and orchestra, and that kind of gave me the, you know, the beauty of putting all these pieces together to, you know, when it comes together, everything sounds broken when you first get a piece of music. And once it all comes together, just the beauty of that moment of everything coming together, the different sections, it really just helped me to appreciate arrangement and how, you know, the benefit of arrangement. You can have a song that, you know, you got lyrics and you got music and it's broken until you put everything together. And that's the beauty of it. That's what orchestra taught me.
To create is design, because creativity comes out of love.
Yes. Yes.
I love that, the way you put that. You have an ear for music. You have an ear for music. And I really respect you for the hard work you put in, because you put in a lot of hard work. And
thank you.
I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And I would like to say that there's some other music that I got lined up to play here. And I want you to introduce the song Be Your Man.
Oh, all right. This is Be Your Man. This track was produced by Tone Jones. Arrangement by AJ at Embryo Soul Entertainment. This song just kind of a guy meets girl type of feel to it. I hope everybody enjoys it.
In the room, when
I saw her walking,
all natural, with that pretty smile. Lady, how can I get to know you?
Because your eyes tell me,
they tell me everything,
and yours are telling me that you're feeling me.
Bye.
All right, that was Be Your Man by Harrison Clay. All right, all right. So tell me, you said you're building up an album, is that correct?
Yes, yes. These the songs I have out, 4-2, Be Your Man, Afterlife, and Stand for Life are going to be on the album. And then that just wanted to give that kind of everybody a sample of, you know, this is what's coming. But the songs that haven't been released that we're finishing up and putting the finishing touches on, I think everybody's gonna love everything. If you love those songs, then you're gonna love what else is coming. So it's about 12 songs altogether that's gonna be on the album, those four included. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what's coming.
What's the name of the album?
The name of the album is Smooth Motivation, and we should be dropping it here soon. We're putting the finishing touches. It started off, I was just going to do an EP, and then just keep recording and keep recording, and then you got this body of work of songs, and it's like, well, yeah, I gotta go with the album. And we'll go.
You got to do an album. And when is it coming out?
The goal right now is the first of the year. So we're going to do another video, and we're going to release the album around the time that the video comes out. So that's the goal, first of the year, 2017. So be on the lookout.
All right. So can you give all our fans, followers, and friends out there the information on how to follow you and where to purchase these other singles?
All right. You can go to HairstonClay36.com. That's HairstonClay36.com. And you'll have a link to my Instagram, my Facebook, and my Reverb Nation page. To purchase music, you can go to CDBaby.com/HairstonClay and SoundCloud.com/HairstonClay. To stream and listen to Stand for Life.
All right. And anybody just tuning in, this is Les Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. My name is Lady Diva. I am, anybody wants to follow me, you can follow me on Facebook, on my music group site, Lady Diva's Jazz, R&B, and Hip Hop Community. You can follow me on Facebook on my blogtalk.com Facebook page, and try to keep up with try your best to keep up, but there's always plenty of music to go around. Now, Mr. Clay, I would like for you to introduce this next song called For Two. What made you come up with the ideal title for this song?
This song was produced by AJ, and we were in the studio one day. He had a track that he had been working on, and he let me hear it, and he was like, I want you to write to this. And it was really my first time actually writing just me solo past my initial project. So this was just me one-on-one with the track. And so I went home, and then I was, you know, just kind of where the song was taking and what it was saying. And he had hummed out this 4-2, you know, along with the track. And I said, 4-2, okay. So, you know, looking at the dynamic of relationships and how relationships go in a lot of situations, you know, you got this, you're just busy, 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 busy all the time, and you lose track of one another because of being busy. So this weekend rendezvous kind of came into my head, like, oh, you know, it'd be nice, you know, get away, the little weekend getaway, and sometimes you can't afford a super vacation, the Caribbean cruise, or anything like that, but a weekend getaway is something that everybody, you know, can kind of do, just something relatable, and it just kind of flowed and came together, and that's what we came up with, was 4-2, so... having said that, that's the name of the song. And again, I hope everybody enjoys it. And, yeah.
All right.
You work hard. I'm gonna concentrate on you. Let's take another fire. Let passion burn again. Let's fall in love all over. This weekend is where we begin.
Oh, we can get away just for two.
Just for
just
two.
For two.
Harrison Clay. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So, Mr. Clay, we almost coming down to the end of our showcase. I know we was having too much fun, but you know what? You know you're always welcome to come back on my show. I will hunt you down.
Oh, thank you.
Now that you have let all the fans and followers out there know that you're doing that, going to go ahead and do the album and fell in love with already all the music that you put out, we're ready for the best piece of the pie. And
okay.
keep the live videos going. You're looking good. I sure like to get to know some of them other men that's in there with you. Hey,
oh.
Put my name in there. Tell them about me, okay?
I sure will. I got you.
Okay. And you know the deal at the end of the session here. Your words for tonight for those suffering today.
For those suffering today. You know, keep the energy. Energy is something that's positive and negative. And even though you go through negative circumstances and situations, there's things that you can find positive about it and positive to use going forward. It looks darkest. Been there, you know, in my own personal life. You know, there's dark situations where you can't see the way through. But understand that there's light, and if you keep pushing, if you keep it positive, if you keep the energy positive, surround yourself with positive people and let yourself, you know, be engulfed in that positive energy, then there's nothing that you can't accomplish. Anything that you want to do, anything that you set your mind to, anything that you want to overcome, you can overcome it. Just keep believing. Don't doubt yourself, and please don't yield to fear. You know, fear is something that can paralyze you. It will paralyze you. But use that fear as a positive motivator to keep pushing. Don't allow it to paralyze you. Overcome the fear. And, you know, the sky is basically the limit. It's not even the sky. You can accomplish anything that you want. So that's my word for the night.
Wow. That's some strong words there, Mr. Clay. I agree with you. Amen. Stay positive. My thing is staying positive. Try to do away with the fear and the persistence. Keep going. And the patience
mm-hmm.
along with it. And just keep going. And it's hard. There are dark days, but you got to learn how to be, it makes you stronger to deal with them. And sometimes when fear comes along, sometimes you can take that fear, that energy, and use it. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you do your best work when you're scared or when you're in fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, or not knowing what's on the other side. Sometimes that energy, you can work it, and you can do your
mm-hmm.
best work with that. But I agree, and thank you for those words, Mr. Clay. I love
you. Oh,
it.
You're welcome.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep sending us those pictures and those videos and your workouts and you in the car and you wearing those hats. and those smelling good outfits you got on. I sent you a test. I can smell you through that photo. I think you smell good. So anyway,
thank you.
And I'll be looking forward. I'll be contacting you when that album hits. And I'll be playing your music, one track called Stand for Life. I'm going to wear it out because that's the best track you have put out already involving what's going on in our communities in the world today. And I really thank you for that one. I really thank you. I love you for that one. And
keep
in touch.
Do I have time for a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let me give a shout out. There's a couple things that we got going on here in the Phoenix area. I want to give a shout out to the One Phoenix Group, One Phoenix Unification Group. We're currently working on barbers and blankets program for the homeless to give the homeless some dignity out here in Phoenix, free haircuts and blankets because the weather's going to turn cold.
Yeah.
And also the National Stop the Killing.com. Please check that out. It's in harmony with Stand for Life. Doing great work. They're doing a toy drive coming up for disadvantaged youth and those who have been victimized by police brutality or violence in any form, not just police brutality, but any form of violence.
Yeah.
And where kids have, you know, no parents or, you know, are suffering. So please check out that nationalstopthekilling.com. And then we're just out, you know, doing a hygiene drive for the homeless again, here in Phoenix location. So we got some great things in the works here and volunteering and doing some other things. And always a shout out to the people that I work with. I may not be able to mention everybody by name, but I appreciate everybody. I love you guys. And I'm excited to continue to do the work. And I'm hoping that everybody, you know, as well. And, you know, I look forward to sharing all the music with all the listeners and everybody. Thank you, Lady Diva, for having me. You're one of those people. I appreciate you. I love you. So, again, I appreciate everybody that's been supportive. And I'm hoping that the energy that you guys give to me, I'm able to give back out.
All right. You passed the link on. If anybody has missed the show tonight, you're welcome to listen to it, and it will always be and forever in my hands. And I love you, your work. I love the guys that you're working with. I hope they stick with you and y'all get along and make beautiful music and do these beautiful projects together. Always do these heartwarming projects. If there's any projects that come to mind, be welcome to let me know, and I'll put it out there, all right? And I done took notes. The show will be posed everywhere. I will actually take this show and send it to ifmradio.com and let the other people that's in your area and around the world to be able to listen to your music and your cause. And thank you, Harrison Clay. I love you.
Thank you. Love
thank
you, too.
All right, and everyone, good night. I'm playing the last track called Phenomenal Lady by Harrelson Clay. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Leader, Lady Beaver, signing out. And thank you, everyone, for your support.
Most attractive. She's a hard-working woman, always got a plan in action. She's a good
window to her soul.
To her soul.
And when I stare in her eyes,
I want to be your man.